Listener Production.
7 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. Tessa Randello here with an update. Health and education are the major focus points of today's state budget. Health will see a bit over $12 billion over 4 years, and there's almost $9 billion for education. The state's net debt is at just over $2 billion now, and it's projected to top out at $5.6 billion by 2027. The Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says that's manageable.
Well, it's certainly the budget demonstrates that it is manageable, and we've got manageable and prudent borrowings to carry us forward in a sustainable way. And look, we've spent and invested some $1.5 billion throughout the pandemic to keep people alive and well and in work.
Investigators are calling for anyone with information to come forward after a fatal crash at Lindisfarne overnight. Two cars collided on the East Derwent Highway. A 26-year-old man sadly died at the scene. The other driver sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Police are calling anyone with dashcam footage to come forward. And the government says it's disappointed that public doctors are taking industrial action as negotiations heat up. Some staged a protest on the steps of the Royal Hobart Hospital yesterday, calling for more competitive wages with the mainland. Emergency physician Eleanor Lowhead says Tasmanian salaries are just not competitive.
People don't want to come back here because we cannot fund them the way they're already being funded on the mainland.
Carlton's out to snap a 3-game losing streak against Sydney at the SCG tonight. Dale Thomas is giving his alt side one last chance.
Carlton have to win this game if they're going to make anything of their season. They have been so frustrating over the last month. I want them to come out and play with some passion, some hunger, as if the game bloody means something.
The Blues have recalled Tom De Koning at the expense of Jack Silvagni, and the Swans welcome back Tom Hickey. And the Southern Football League is hosting its first Pride round across all 6 divisions of the men and women's competitions this weekend.